Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to share with you briefly this morning from the New King James Version, actually. I'm going to take a look at a couple of scriptures quickly. We're going to start with Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, so you can just listen along with me. Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. Verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only," Jesus says. "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into." Verse 44, "Therefore you also be ready." Say, "Be ready."
Be ready.
Say, "Be ready."
"Be ready."
"Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Then over in Luke chapter 12, verse 34, just listen to me. It says in verse 37, "Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching." Verse 39, "But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready." Say, "Be ready."
"Be ready."
"For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Then over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." This is the charge. "Preach the word. Be ready." Say, "Be ready."
"Be ready."
"Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teachful. Be in teaching. Be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Then over in 2 Titus 2:11, he says, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready." Say, "Be ready."
"Be ready."
"To be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men." Then over in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready." Say, "Be ready."
"Be ready."
"Be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." The title of this brief word is "Be ready to jump." Be ready to jump. To jump. J-U-M-P. Be ready to jump. A couple weeks ago, I was, as I will be doing momentarily, getting my daughter ready to go to school. And you know, the mornings, at least in my household, are kind of hectic. Trying to get this one ready and that one by this deadline, and I had to grab the paper, and in fact it was this paper right here, and I looked at it and I was like, because there's a headline there, because we know we've come out of one of the worst recession in our lifetime, and economic numbers for the company have been red and in the toilet, and hiring has been down, and And I looked at this graph, and this graph, which had been red and declining in terms of hiring and jobs lost, had been red, meaning jobs lost for all these for month upon month for like two years, basically, 24 months. And finally, the numbers had peaked up in the tech sector, specifically in this, oh, the green above me. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm saying, you know, the recovery is finally starting to happen. And I wanted to read the article, but I didn't have time because I had to get my daughter ready. So I said, okay, let me just take it. I just put it right there. I got the daughter together and we wrapped the car, put it in the car seat next to me, got her to school. Oh, I love you. Forgot it. Okay, fine. She went to school. So then I had a few moments. And it had been raining a little bit, so my headlights were on. I was driving. But I got her to school and was listening to the radio. And once she was left, I pulled out this article, started reading because I wanted to know the ins and outs of this particular economic data that was being shared. And I sat there for about 10, 12 minutes and read the article, and it was very interesting. I said, oh, man, that's a good article. And that's a word for some of you that, hey, things are turning around. You've been waiting, but things are turning around. And I said, oh, man, that's a good article. And I had been sitting there. I had turned the engine off so I wouldn't be wasting gas, you know, while I was reading the article. But the radio was still playing as I was listening to the music. And as I was about to finish reading the article, the sound from the radio, the music kind of cut off for a moment. And I didn't really pay much mind, so it was like a little satellite radio. So, okay, it was a little rainy a little bit, and that's why I had my car lights on. So maybe it was like a cloud or something had interrupted the satellite signal. So it was just maybe quiet for a few months, but it kept quiet for a while. I said, why is the radio just like turned off by itself? And I looked, and not only had the sound gone off, but the whole lights of the radio had gone dark. I was like, why did the radio turn off? And I looked, and the whole dashboard turned off, and I knew immediately. I was sitting there, I had turned the engine off, listening to the radio on, with my lights on, with the car engine off. My battery. I just drained my battery. My battery's all that. But I was only sitting there for 12 minutes. I said, how can it drain my battery in 12 minutes? And I sit in front of the school and say, I got to be at this place and that place. Oh, man, I really do not need this. What am I going to do? And I looked around, I was right in front of the school, and I was watching the people come and go. I said, and we had been a little late, to be honest, that morning. And so most people had gone. And I thought to myself, there's another parent that I know, a guy named Frank. I said, I wish Frank were, because Frank normally comes about that time, and he'd be sitting out front. And I looked at his car. His car without the heels. Guy said, man, if you know, only Frank, so maybe Frank could give me a jump or something. And I looked over, and just on the corner, a car started pulling out, and it was Frank's car. And I hopped out. And I said, "Hey, Frank, Frank!" And he and in the traffic, he almost didn't see me. In the last second, he saw me and pulled up. Oh, man, can you give me a jump? And he said, "Sure." And he got pulled over traffic, and I reached in my car and my trunk, and I had some cables. And he said, "Sure, I'll help you out, man." And so it was hard because the angle was like it was a busy street. And he was able to maneuver, and I was able to get a jump, and he was able, boom. And we got the thing going. And Brother Melvin, can you come over here for a second? And so we know how a jump works is you got some cables, and my car had lost its juice, but his car had juice. So I take the cables and I attach it to his car, and that attaches it to my car, and the juice, the energy that he has, comes and invigorates my car. So my car can get going.
Amen. Amen.
But I had to be ready to jump. Ready to get my jump. I had to have my equipment and my situation ready and looking and expecting. I suppose I had just sat down with my head down, looking at my shoes, crying tears, weeping. I wouldn't have looked up expectantly. I wouldn't have seen Frank. I wouldn't have been able to, and then I had to act. I had to jump up and get in the middle of the trap. I had to jump up. Hey, Frank! I had to be ready to get a jump. I had to be ready to have the proper equipment, the proper situation to receive the energy from him. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You're going to go through some unexpected times, and then your battery is going to be drained. But instead of you looking down, woe is me, I'm never going to make it, look up. Look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. From whence cometh, because Frank's not going to be able to help me. Frank's not going to help me too much. He's going to help me in that situation, but he can help me with the bigger problems in life. But there's this guy called Jesus.
Amen.
If you will look up and be ready to receive from him and call on his name. I had to call Frank to get his attention. Hey, Frank! I had to wave like a man, not caring. I could, oh my God, what if somebody sees me and waving and gesticulating in an unseemly manner? Oh my goodness, whatever. You guys said, Jesus! I need to help Jesus. Give me a jump because I need it. Wake up. Don't go anywhere, brother. But so that's one. So you got, and the Bible, the passage I read talks about you need to be ready. Because you don't know when Jesus is going to come and be ready to help you in your situation, point one. But point two, you don't know when the game's going to be over completely and when the master's going to come back and say, look, game's up. Give me a count. You don't know. You got to be ready. You don't know when your time is going to be up. You have to, in all times, be ready. Be prepared to fulfill your ministry. So that's one direction. I got to be ready to get a jump from the master. But the other direction is, if we can change places just a moment, every now and then, I'm going to need to be the person to give a jump to someone else.
Yeah.
It may be my brother here. He may be in a down spot. I may be in an up spot at that moment. I may be raised, hey brother, I'm there. I'm ready. I'm ready to help you out. I'm up this particular time.
Yeah.
I can't just pass it. Psh, now suppose Frank has said, sorry Tony, got to go. I'd have been in a tough spot.
Yes.
But he was ready to give.
Amen.
A jump. And so you need to be ready.
Yes.
To fulfill your ministry. That's why God still has you here. When you got saved, he could have just transported you into the kingdom right away. Right? Why are we even still alive? You have something to accomplish. So you need to be ready not only to receive a jump when you're down. But you need to be ready to give a jump when your brother is there. And now if we look at these cables, our cars are rather complicated in some respects. They're very complicated systems. But there are two wires here that we go from one battery to another, and we have to have both of these wires. If I just have one of these wires, the jump ain't going to work. Now, in the physical, our cars are rather simple, and they need these two wires to connect. But when you think about our spiritual man, actually, there's eight wires that we need to connect, and we need to have ready. Just, if I waved to Frank, say, hey, Frank, are you a jump? He pulled, okay, man, and he nabbed it up. But if I didn't have cables, he would stand there and say, you got any cable? Are you got any cables? You got any cables? No, I don't got any cables. Well, let's see, I got a paper clip. Will that help? I had to be ready with the cables. And in this case, it has to be two wires. In a spiritual case, you have to have eight wires already. And in Galatians 5:22, it talks about those eight wires that you need to have. It says, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You got to have your eight wires ready in the trunk. You can't be looking back there and getting those other wires, which is talked about in verse 19 in Galatians 5. It says, well, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, enmity, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. If you look in your trunk and that's the equipment you got, your jump ain't gonna work. But you need to have the fruit of the Spirit in your trunk ready. You don't know when. You don't know when you're gonna be down and need to receive a jump from the master. You don't know when you're gonna be up and need to give a jump. So you need to be ready. Have your cables ready. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
And at all times, be ready to fulfill your ministry. 1, 2, 3, be ready.
Jubilee!
Be blessed.
Hallelujah.